Sometimes it's difficult to determine exactly what's going on in Yemen. Luckily, today we have a firsthand account there. We were told that more demonstrators were killed in Yemen there as security forces continue to crack down on civil disobedience in the country's second largest city of Taiz. And joining us now is Dr. Abdulkader Al-Gunaid. He's a physician working in Taiz. Doctor, can you tell us what happened in your city last night?
Yesterday, the forces, Saleh forces, attacked Al-Hurriya Square, the Sitin Square, that started there from the 11th of February, the day Mubarak fell down, stepped down. People went there, and they didn't leave that place for the last 4 months. Yesterday, they came to them with guns and trucks and bulldozers, and they burnt their tents, they killed them, they shot them. They burnt their stage, and by 3 a.m. they brought bulldozers everything and cleaned everything, and they have turned the city square into a military barrage. The kids, they are young people, peaceful people, are still coming hit and run to the square, and the forces still shoot them.
Well, are these peaceful protests that you say have been going on for 4 months or so in the square?
Yes.
They've been peaceful, so this is the government's violent reaction to peaceful protest?
Yes.
What is happening today?
They attacked the makeshift hospitals. They made white-coated people leave while they are their hands up. Anyone who will touch his mobile will be beaten up. Wounded, they were kicked out. And another private hospital, they looted. The forces looted the hospital. And some people in ICU, they are left without any medication, without any care.
Dr. Abdulkader Al-Gunaid, are you afraid of your own for your own safety?
No, I'm not afraid. I don't care less for this, Saleh.
But with the looting of the hospital, are you still able to take care of patients the way that you need to?
No, I don't. This is the hospitals inside the area.
I see.
They are finished. They have damaged everything. They have looted the equipment. They have looted the medicines.
So
I don't work there.
But the doctors at those hospitals can't treat patients.
The dead bodies. They hide to hide their crime.
All right, that's Dr. Abdulkader Al-Gunaid, a physician working in Taiz. Last night, forces loyal to Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh opened fire on protesters in the city's square, as you heard, killing several and wounding many more. And as you heard the doctor say, the hospital has been looted of medicines and equipment as well. That square has been at the center of Yemen's protest movement for the past several months, 4 months or so since the initial protests began after the Tunisian revolution. We'll bring you updates from Yemen as we get them all morning long.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.